Okay, let me get a soil sample.
Yeah, wait a minute, let me get out of bounce out of the way here.
Oh, John. Fell
you're,
out.
You're bouncing too high.
No, did you close
it? I get it. No, I didn't close the top.
Oh.
And I didn't stuff it down in there.
Gotcha.
That thigh fell down.
I gotcha.
Got it.
Two-man job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full step, huh?
Yeah. Man, Tony, it's really spongy here. The regolith, it's just real loose and non-compacted, if that's a... Unconsolidated is the word I'm searching for.
All right, we copy. Can you see where the TV is pointed?
Yes, it's pointed down towards South Ray.
Right, over to the right.
Oh.
Over to the right on the edge of Plum there. It looked like there might be a rock with some phenocrysts in it. If you're over that way, you might look around and see if you see something like that. It may have been just dust on it.
Okay, there's a big rock on the that I've already described. You get the after there, John?
Yeah, I got the after. Let's get a soil sample.
Okay, coming up. Bags of pain, aren't they?
Okay.
Yeah, it's going in bag
356,
Houston. Soil
sample.
Okay, 356. Okay. Got an after there.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, I'm on frame count. 24.
Okay, there's one right on the rim we could get.
Okay.
That's a good size one right over here by my footprint. Actually, I took pan 1 where pan 2 should have been. Okay, looking down into Plum, Tony, there's some cobbles and things on the inner rim, but they aren't very large. Maybe 30 centimeters or so is the biggest.
Want to get some of these here, Joe?
Yeah, that's great. That definitely is a breccia right there, John.
See, yeah, you can see the plant in it.
Yeah. I forgot to have the locator on that.
No, wait a minute. I didn't get the thing. Right.
That's the way that thing, that color chart is so covered with dust, it won't matter anyway.
I'll clean it off.
I'm gonna have to get this one.
How are we doing on time, Tony?
Okay, you've got about 23 minutes left here.
23?
All right. We've got some.
We pick up a lot of rocks in 20. Yeah, I'd like to go over to the other side, John, of Plum. Because those rocks over there aren't dust covered, if you can see them.
It's a good idea, Charlie.
See right out there towards South Ray?
Yeah.
Those blocks don't look as dust covered as these. Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Nice juggling.
Well, it wasn't dust covered, but it is. Now we missed it, but things really fly up here. I'm amazed.
You guys sure have dirty hands.
Yeah, my first guess is it is a breccia with white clast in it. And I see lineations all along it in the breccias. Well, it's a white class breccia is what it is. I see no other class in it. First, once you get the dirt off of it, it might all be white. And first cut would be a white class Breccia.
Okay, Tony.
Going into 362.
This one is a same spot, is a Breccia with a white matrix that's glass coated on one side. And thin, typical glass, lunar surface glass coating.
Okay, we copy that. And when you're through at this site, you can press on around Plum if you like.
Okay, we'd like to. There's a big boulder over there, and there's some blocks that aren't that are sitting out and aren't filleted. We'd like to try over there. See what.
Okay, there. Use your discretion.
Here, John,
you've got some time.
Okay, those are big glass, aren't they?
Yeah, see? See that glass right there on the top?
Yeah.
Okay, Tony, the general terrain here is sloping off to the southwest, southwest at about 1 to 2 degrees, and the Plum, flag crater is on the it's about to the top of this big ridge that slopes off generally to the southwest, to the west of South Ray, over.
Okay. Now, the boulders you see around there, do they have fillets, and if so, are they built up on any particular side?
That's Rock Bag at 352, Houston.
Okay, 352.
I take it back, that's Rock Bag number 2.
Okay, number 2.
Come on, stick around, let's go. Okay, man, are we late? Is it dark and no shadows? You want to get an after there, John, and I'll get a... Get it?
Yeah.
Okay, soil sample coming up. Ah, Ben, soup. There you go.
Okay, that soil sample's at bag 369, Houston.
Okay, 369.
369.
Rod.
Barely, you're gonna fall down here with all these rocks.
No, I'll give you the shovel in just a minute when I fill up, and we'll swap.
Okay.
This shovel's a great tool, I'll tell you.
The heck up.
Oh. Oh, boy. And here comes the Bobsey twins.
Do you guys look like you're having a ball?
We are.
It really is fun.
Now, John, look at that footprint. Look underneath that regolith. When you kick that up a centimeter or so under, it's white. Absolutely white, right here.
I'll take your old thing and do a exploratory there for a while.
What suggests that?
Oh, just if it's...
Look at that. Come over here.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Give me a show.
How about doing a skim right here?
I just want you to look here. Okay, the top,
okay.
I had a perfect...
You guys were just like a scoop here and no skin.
Charlie's right. Everywhere I... Okay.
Okay. Okay, Tony, let me describe what it is. The top centimeter of the regolith is gray, and you get down under that, and it's white.
All right, we copy that.
Different albedo. Three shades different.
Gotta be able to see that on the TV right there, Houston.
All right, we can.
I'll dig you a little trench here. Boy, that's gonna be a hard job, John. Can you see that, Houston? We'll sample right there and get you a scoopful of this underlying regolith.
Okay, I guess...
It really is a different albedo. It's amazing.
All right, we can see that here. Why don't you go ahead and get a bag of the dark and a bag of the light, and then we'll press on to that blocks on the northwest side.
All right.
Boy, my kids don't get as dirty as you are.
Man, we... Well, we're having... I bet they don't not having as much fun either.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
It's just me here. Okay, let me get a shovel full of this. Right off the top here.
Okay.
There we go. Ah, look at that finger. Take that up with one finger.
Delicate touch.
Oh, that's... John, we're going to have to change that bag dispenser. That is terrible.
Yeah, another one? Do we have another
one? Yeah, we got another one under my seat. Okay.
Yeah.
That is going, that top scoop is going in bag 352, Houston.
Okay, 352.
You don't know how good that water, that water stuff tastes. About to get way down there, John, and get a...
Uh-oh, what?
I just, had a good scoop full and I lost it. Let me dig out a little, another little tr- coming up all white. Dollars in there, John.
Okay. There it's going in bag 357.
Okay, 357. You fellas are ready packing them away there.
Tony, I can't get a locator of that. You know, we're right on the rim of...
Hey, we've located it on TV, so we have it.
All right. Okay, we're going over to the big boulder.
Good show.
Tony, looking...
That's what I was trying to tell you,
Tony. Yeah. Looking down sun here, down phase, at this area, down slope, you get a definite feeling of lineation that runs southwest-northeast from Stone Mountain. There's sort of little furrowed ridges and pits and things.
Okay, you don't see any sharp scarps or anything like that, though.
Nothing like on that map.
Right.
Although it's worse. Well, I'll tell you. There's a hole that's basically in zero phase.
Well, I'm out of water. Drinking water, that is.
Well, okay.
Hey, John, you want to chop just a piece of that?
Look at that, Charlie.
What's that?
That thing has greenish black class in it. Very right there in that boulder there.
It looked like it to me, too, yeah. Let's see if we can get a piece of that. Okay, Tony, this is a sub-rounded rock boulder that's a meter and a half across. It has a predominant fracture set, 20 centimeters on a side, that run here, southeast, southwest, northeast. It's a predominant fracture set. And it's
okay.
And it's partially buried.
What's up?
Okay, and John, over here also, as we move around, that very white material is right under the... right under John's feet. I'll take a picture of that. And he's really changed the albedo by kicking into this little crater by this big rock. Go get old... Ah, here he comes, folks. He's got the hammer out. I knew he couldn't resist.
I don't know if this will work or not, Shirley. But it couldn't pick a better spot.
Here we go.
Gonna do it. There's a piece. Let me hold you down a little bit. Hot dog. He did it. It's a very friable rock, apparently, Houston.
Okay, outstanding.
Charlie, don't do that. Let me do it.
I got it. Leaning on the shovel. Okay, Houston, it's got some green clast, some white clast, a grayish matrix. The clasts are millimeter size and make up 5% of the rock. One big crystal, 5 millimeters across it. I can't tell what it is, but it's a beauty.
Okay, do you think it's still a Betcha?
No, I'm not sure, John. I think it might be, I think it's a Betcha, really. But very friable.
Yeah, it has a little, it's a Betcha, you see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Welded, it's not right. It's a Betcha, and I can see at least, there's, like Charlie says, there's two or three different type class in it. Just a one-stage Betcha, though, it looks like. It's going at the back 353.
Okay, 353, and you've got about 9 minutes until you have to leave.
All right, we'd like to go out and get one of those sharp rocks and a soil sample here.
Okay, sounds good. And while you're taking pictures there, if you could take some pictures of the lineations on the ground you talked about.
Yeah, I'll do that when I get to the right spot.
Okay.
Okay, I'm taking a soil sample of the fillet around this rock.
Okay.
Boulder. John, you just whacked that beauty right off of there.
Like you say, it's friable. I hit it on a fracture set, too.
Yeah. Turn that shovel that way.
368. This stuff is going into Houston.
Okay, 368, the soil.
Yeah, I'll get the after on that, John.
Okay. Charlie's getting the after on that soil of 368.
Done.
If you have time, could we do a second pan from here?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to do that, ain't I?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. That'd be a good idea. We're right on the rim of, we're really right on the rim. This rock's right on the rim of both plum and flag.
Yeah, my guess is the rock is, the way it's laid in here, it's probably from the bottom of plum somewhere. We're down there somewhere.
Okay, John, I'm going to go over here and get some of these lineations.
Okay.
Close up. It's something out there for scale. Tony, the lineations might be I think really what it is the shadows cast by the sun Because the regolith is so unconsolidated, loosely packed.
Roger, I think you're probably right. That makes a good study.
Okay, in fact, I'm convinced of that. And, okay, well, that's two stereo from 7 feet.
Okay.
John, you're just beautiful. That is the most beautiful sight.
What's that?
You're standing there on the rim of that crater.
Doggone, I've never heard John described as beautiful.
No? Well, he's not really, well, actually he is on this thing, I'll tell you. Hi there. Hey, John, I'm going to run on out and look at some of these angular ones out here.
Okay.
Tony, those lineations are definitely due to the shadows on this loose regolith.
Okay. We're going to have to hustle you on pretty soon, so you better grab those angular rocks.